You're listening to the next episode of the Headmasters Podcast. I'm John DePoe, Headmaster at Kingdom Preparatory Academy here in Lubbock, Texas. And today we have an episode where we will talk with Michael Craig. Michael is a young man starting a new business for prepping for the CLT. And he talks about his experience in classical Christian education, the CLT, and just a lot of other things that I think will benefit our family. So if you want to hear how people do after they go through classical Christian education and what becomes of them, and a little bit about the CLT and how to get some help with that, I think you will enjoy listening to this interview with Michael Craig. Before we get into that interview, let's talk about a few announcements. So those who are listening to this live as the episode is dropping, we have a School of Logic theater performance on Saturday, April 27th. We will have our Spring Sing on Tuesday, April 30th. Wednesday, May the 1st is our Senior Chapel, where seniors kind of say goodbye to the school and leave us with their parting words of wisdom. And looking ahead, we are nearing the end of the school year. We've got the House Cup Ceremony coming up on Monday, May 6th. Our final KPA jeans and t-shirt day on May 8th. We've got our fifth grade fun day, May 10th. And then the following week, we're wrapping up the end of the school year. We will be having our last day of grammar school is Wednesday, May 15th, with a half day, an early dismissal. And then our upper school ends on May 17th. And we will also have graduation the night of Friday, May 17th. So, go to the school calendar to see all of our announcements. And without further ado, we will jump right into this interview with Michael Craig. Well, I am in the studio with a guest, and why don't I have you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yeah, thanks, John. Thanks for having me. My name is Michael Craig. I am the co-founder of the CLT Prep. We're a tutoring company for the Classic Learning Test. We're the first company fully dedicated to the Classic Learning Test. So we don't help students with the ACT or SAT. We just focus on the Classic Learning Test.
That's great. And we're going to talk some about that. What I want to start with is really where you kind of your upbringing. I think our families would be interested in hearing some about your education and how you got to where you are today. So why don't you give us kind of a snapshot of your education prior to college?
Yes. So I was actually homeschooled for kindergarten. My mom homeschooled me for 1 year, and I look back on that very fondly. And then I had 12 years at Hillsdale Academy, which is a classical school in Hillsdale. It was started by Hillsdale College about 30 years ago now, and I graduated in 2018 from high school. With that classical education background, I was actually telling John before this, I didn't really love high school, which I'm sure we'll talk about more, but I ended up at Hillsdale College, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me to have that completion of my classical education.
Yeah. Why don't we go ahead and talk more about that? What were some of the things you struggled with in that high school education that you were kind of pushing up against? What was it that you didn't love about it at the time?
So I didn't love every day, and I didn't love every topic. There was an instinct to just want to do something different. There's a lot of consistency in your day. You pretty much always have history, literature, you have Latin, math, and science. And it's the same thing for your high school experience. You have a little bit of music and art. And at the time, you know, I was a very young boy. Sometimes I will admit that I got bored. And part of that was just a disinterested mindset rather than lack of interesting material. And I remember my senior year, I sort of made a choice to become more interested in school. And I started doing more of the reading and reading more deeply and having really interesting discussions in our literature course. And I'll never forget, before I left senior year, our English teacher, who had never really seen me be engaged before, came up and said she would really miss me and that I had contributed to class. And that always stuck with me, that eventually by the end of high school, I was appreciative of what I had been given. But in the moment, especially when I was really young and going into high school, I wasn't buying it, right? And I don't know if I can say it very well other than I just wasn't in love with the day-to-day.
I know that there can be a sense in education now where everybody kind of gets to customize everything. I like this kind of history, not that kind of history. I want this kind of literature, not that kind of literature. You know, I'm more geared for this sort of science rather than that, and so on. And we have so many choices in a lot of schools today that the tendency can be, instead of looking for the education that really would be best to really educate the child, people are kind of gravitating somewhat more to, well, what do they like? What are their preferences? What do they enjoy? And sometimes what we prefer is not really what we need, or what we like is not always what is best for us. And so sometimes classical education, we make choices more for on the basis of what we think is truly the best education, rather than, well, they kind of like this, they don't like that, so let's just give them what they want. And as a result, you can kind of look around at other schools and other options and say, man, if I went to that other school, they're doing this other thing. It seems a lot more fun than what we're doing here.
Yeah, I was, I think I was a sophomore, ending sophomore year and going into junior year. And Hillsdale Academy is a private school. So my mom was in the secretary's office. She was about to write a check to go for my junior year. And she just looked at me and she said, do you want to come back here? It was the first time I'd ever thought about it, because I thought I had to go to Hillsdale Academy. And eventually I did make the choice to go back. And the choice is going to be there if you're going to college, or if you're just going into your regular everyday life after high school. You're going to have your entire life to learn what interests you, what you like. Right. And the thing about classical education that has been true for my life is it did teach me to learn, and it did give me a foundation worth having. And I didn't see that when I was 15. You're not wise when you're 15. I may not be wise today at 24, but you're certainly not as wise at 15. And sometimes you do need someone to tell you that this is good. So I'm grateful that people were in my life who told me it was good.
So you went on to Hillsdale College. And why don't you tell our families about what you studied there, and I'll follow up with a few more questions.
Yes. So I ended up studying economics. I majored in economics and minored in math. My father's been a professor at Hillsdale for almost 40 years. And so he signed me up for economics with Chris Martin, who's a brilliant economics professor at Hillsdale. And I fell in love with it. And I think not to get down the college counseling path, because I am not a college counselor, but when people ask me why I chose economics for a major, it was because I knew I would do the work. I knew it was something that I could sink my teeth into. And through learning economics at a deeper level, I was able to learn even more how to learn, which I think is the most valuable thing I took away from Hillsdale.
So I know you ended up at Hillsdale, perhaps largely because of your father working there. But would you recommend Hillsdale to others? Like, what would you say are the strengths of Hillsdale that that my family should be thinking about? Because to my knowledge, I don't think we've sent a graduate to Hillsdale, and I'd love to see us send some there, because I think it is a very strong school.
Yes, I would absolutely, absolutely recommend Hillsdale. The best thing I can say about Hillsdale is it's everything it claims to be. It will challenge you. It will force you to search for the truth. And one thing I will add is that Hillsdale's not the only good college. There are some people who will tell you that Hillsdale's the only good college. It is a great college. I'm very happy I went there. There are other amazing institutions that focus on the classical tradition as well. And I would recommend Hillsdale very highly.
When you look at how you did in college, and then you see what you did in high school and earlier, did you already in college start to see the fruit of that high school education? Did you start to realize, hey, there's some of my peers around me who went to other kinds of schools, and maybe I'm doing a little better than them, or I realized they weren't quite as prepared as I was for some of these things? What would you say as your college experience was in light of your, you know, secondary education?
Yes. The classical education that I got in high school was a very, very big step up, leg up on many students who came from public school backgrounds or maybe just private school backgrounds that weren't classical. And part of the proof of that was the conversations I would have with them. And they would just see that some things like being trained to write, being trained to read at the volume that you might be required to read in college is very unnatural to a lot of students coming out of high school today. And so those things that I was talking about that I really didn't necessarily enjoy in high school, I saw the fruits of them in college. And I think that you see the fruits of those for the rest of your life, too. I certainly have in my couple years out of college so far.
So you're now doing the CLT prep. Are you one of the founding, founders of the CLT prep?
Yes. So I'm one of two founders of CLT prep. My co-founder, Scott Rozelle, has been doing test prep for teachers, for almost 14 years now in Texas, actually. I think he's about 5 hours away from you in Dallas right now. So, his first company is called 240 Tutoring and he helps teachers get their certifications, but we are working together on CLT prep because we believe in classical education and we think that our skill set is best suited to serve classical education through this company. So I can tell you a little bit about why I think that about myself. So I'm a good test taker naturally. I always was in high school, performed well on standardized tests, maybe even a little bit better than you might think based on my performance in the classroom. And so I was always intrigued by tests. I always actually liked taking standardized tests. I know a lot of people don't feel that way. But then I started ACT and SAT tutoring and working with students because I knew how valuable it is to families to get that score up. And I wanted to help students go to the next step of their lives, being set up for the future in a really, really good way. And then I heard about the CLT and I felt that my entire life had sort of been leading up to helping students on the CLT, 16, 17 years of classical education and a background with test prep. So Scott was my mentor at the time that we founded the company. And I told him about the CLT and he knew immediately that we needed to work together on it. So we have co-founded CLT prep, the CLT prep. And we're working with students now.
So one of the things that stands out to me, just even in that story, is that here you have all this classical education, and it's not just, this pie in the sky, let's talk about how many angels can fit on the head of a pin kind of stuff. I mean, here's an entrepreneur, a startup of a business. Sure, it has an appeal that, once again, plays to your classical strengths, but there's a lot of practical stuff you have to do to start up a company, to have it be successful, to, there's just a lot of business sense and other very practical things as an entrepreneur and a startup that you need to be doing there. Not that you wouldn't have had any challenges. I'm sure you definitely faced challenges with it. But would you say that classical education prepared you for being a startup with a new business?
Absolutely. One of the most important skills that anybody has, whether you're a co-founder, whether you have your own business, or whether you just are an employee, and which I was also in my life, you need to be able to think. And that's what classical education trains you to do. And just because you're thinking about philosophy when you're 15 doesn't mean you're incapable of thinking about practical things. In fact, I think it does train you even better, because when you have been trained to think about such difficult things and such heavy tasks, even though practical things are very difficult to figure out at times, you're well trained and well suited to do that. You're well suited to adapt when things change, too. I think that we're going to go through a decade here of really rapid technological change, where some of the training that you might have gotten in another education will kind of go out the window. And the best thing that you can have is the ability to think and ask the right questions, frankly.
Yeah, I think about this a lot, that, you could go to college and you can major in something like pharmaceutical nursing that is incredibly high demand today. But it's just going to be perhaps a little time until we find ways for technology to fill in the need for the human element on that. And you're going to have a legion of people with this degree that have been trained essentially to do one job that no longer is needed. And what I think about with what we're trying to do in classical education and what I think of as a true liberal arts education is the idea that you're not equipped for one task, you're equipped for any task. And so, you know, as we're looking at a rapidly changing society with jobs that will be in the future that nobody even knows what they will be, it's probably a far better foundation for your future career or perhaps careers to say, I want my child, or if this is a teenager listening, I want to be educated in a way that doesn't equip me for one job, but actually makes me able to do just about any job. And I think that's really the benefit, I hope, practically for classical ed.
Yes, I think that's definitely a classical benefit. And I think especially for high schoolers, one of the interesting ideas that the Classic Learning Test has published and talked about very publicly is the idea that we should expect more out of teenagers. And I think this is a really important idea because you at KPA are trying to train teenagers to be human beings capable of thinking and acting on their own. And one of the benefits, I think, of a classical high school and earlier education is that by the time you get to college, you're a fully formed human being with an individual sense of the world and a fully formed intellect. So if you want to go get a college degree in a specific field because that's where you want to work for the next decade, well, it's probably going to be there. And the benefit of the classical education is that for your entire life, you've been trained so that if maybe down the road your college degree isn't as relevant, that's totally fine. It got you to where you are, and you're still the person that had the classical education and is capable of doing the next thing. So I think even, I'm a very big proponent of classical college education, but even more than that, a classical high school education, because those are the years where you're really formed, and hopefully by the end of high school, you are capable of doing those great things, which I think our students certainly are.
Let's talk a little bit about the CLT, the Classic Learning Test. A lot of my families may not know much about it, especially if they have younger students in my school. Although it's always possible as their kids get older, they hear about this thing that their students are doing, but they may not really know much about it. Real fast, what could you tell people distinguishes the CLT? What makes the CLT different from like the SAT or the ACT or other kinds of assessments?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a competitor to the ACT and SAT primarily, right? So when I'm talking about the CLT, I'm going to be talking about it for college readiness and for applying to colleges with your CLT score. There are exams for younger students, which John, I'm sure you know about, but I'll talk about the CLT for those students who are going to college. It's a competitor to the ACT and SAT. And if you take the CLT, it's going to feel most similar to the ACT if you've taken that before. But the primary difference you're going to notice is what you are reading. So on the CLT, you're going to read Plato, you might read Shakespeare, you're going to read great classical authors. On the ACT, you're going to see typically journal articles, modern novels. They're normally published around the year 2000 or a little bit after. And so the point of emphasis there is you're reading stuff that is not really interesting or worth teaching. And the difference between the CLT and the ACT is normally for somebody who's taking the test, just what you're reading. And then the questions are a little bit different. The difference between the new SAT, which is typically digital, and the CLT is vast. You're going to take those tests and they're not going to feel like you're doing the same task. They actually are measuring students on very similar things, their reading comprehension, their grammar skills, and their ability to do math. But they're just very, very different. The reason for that is the Classic Learning Test has these long passages, you know, Aristotle, C.S. Lewis, and the digital SAT has two or three sentences. And for each of those little blurbs, your students are going to have one question to answer.
And the CLT is something that is gaining a lot of popularity. It's been in the news a little bit in the state of Florida. It has just really blown up. I would even say it seems like in the past 5 years, the growth of the CLT and where it is accepted has just gone through the roof. If you were talking to a parent who was wondering, about investing and having their student do better on the CLT, but they were saying, I just don't know if my college, you know, if it would be beneficial because of where my kid will be applying. What would you tell them about how widely available it is or other reasons to take the CLT rather than just investing into the ACT or the SAT?
Right. So especially for your parents at KPA, there are 20 colleges in Texas that accept the CLT today. So that's certainly not every university in Texas, but there's a wide range of these schools, both in Texas and across the country. So there are 270 colleges that accept the CLT. And a couple of reasons to invest in the CLT, I think, one, it's probably going to be more interesting to your student. So they're probably going to do the homework, which might lead to them actually getting better. And then the second reason, where are you interested in sending your child to school? Typically, if you're taking the CLT, you'd be interested in one of the schools that accepts it. That would make sense, right? So if you're interested in classical education or if you're interested in education in Texas, I think the CLT is a really reasonable option for you. And I think also your student's probably going to enjoy the process of improving on it a little bit better. I'm not here to bash other standardized tests. I think investing in those makes a lot of sense. And if your student wants to invest in the ACT and SAT, great. But the CLT is a very, very good alternative, especially in the state of Texas.
So when I was in high school, you know, back in the Stone Ages, you know, I had to do the SAT. And I remember my parents were, I would say, disappointed in my SAT score. In the sense that they looked at that score and they said, you're way smarter than this. Like, this doesn't reflect your ability. And so they put me into one of these boot camps courses where, you know, and basically I learned all these tips and tricks and test taking things. And it brought, you know, I took it again and my SAT score went up, you know, like 150 points. And that translated into thousands of dollars more in college. I know in one sense, if that's all that goes into test prep for families, they could say, man, I could invest maybe a few hundred dollars into a test prep course for my student. And if it raises their score by so much, that means thousands of more dollars, maybe even a full ride. You know, we recently had a graduate who got a full ride at a private Christian school, largely because of her CLT score. How would you describe, you know, what you're doing in terms of what my experience was with the SAT? How would you compare your services to like what I was just describing?
Yeah, so there are those elements, excuse me, where we try to teach our students to understand the test, which is a little bit about what you're talking about. So, you know, what is the strategy they're going to use to finish the test on time? So we do focus on tips and tricks that will help them. Then we want to go a level deeper than that and help them actually learn more. If you do a one-on-one tutoring session with me, for example, that'd be 5 weeks of one-on-one tutoring. You get two live sessions with me, and we're going to work on what you need to work on. So it's not just tips and tricks. It's also trying to fill in some gaps in what you actually need to understand to take the test well. One of the things that really fires me up about being in the CLT prep space now is sometimes the test content takes care of the education portion for us. Now we do our job and we help you learn, but the CLT, your student will be reading those great authors that we talked about. And so they're actually learning something worth learning as they do their homework. And that's really attractive to me because I believe in these things. I think they're good. And the test takes care of a large portion of that for me. But then we will also teach you, right, if you have gaps in algebra, geometry, there's something called mathematical reasoning on the CLT, which a lot of students struggle with. We're going to actually focus on helping you learn something real at the same time of trying to improve your score, which is what our ultimate goal is, our objective measure for how good we are is, do you get better at the test? But we want you to learn stuff worth learning along the way.
Do you, is there kind of one course of prep that y'all offer? Do you have a kind of a menu of options that parents can choose from? What kind of services do y'all have?
Yeah, so one-on-one tutoring is the most expensive menu item, right? And that would be time with me. And then we'll have a app that is a study guide app live in the summer. So it should be available in July, and you can actually join the waitlist on our website at thecltprep.com. You can join the waitlist if you'd prefer that option. So that's a couple of different price points. And, you know, fundamentally, our students are going to achieve the three pillars of CLT prep. Understand the test. It's sort of like the test taking strategies and tips that we talked about. And then learn more is the second pillar, where we decide this is what you need to learn, the real stuff that you need to improve on, not just the test taking tips, but how do you improve your grammar skills? How do you improve your algebra skills? Practice this in the learn more pillar, and then practice. Right. So we have practice questions that will be available to your students, and it'll be tailored to what they actually need to learn. And they can have that as sort of an application where it's just self-taught and self-paced, or they can do that with the help of a tutor one-on-one.
As we kind of reach close to the end here, any final things you want our families to either know about your company, or about the CLT, or really just about classical education that we haven't touched on yet?
Classical education is worth it. Sometimes it's hard to get through, especially if you're a young student who doesn't see the value right now, or you think that it's not going to serve you in the future. I would just encourage you to stay the course. It is worth it. It is beautiful, and it is good.
There you have it, from looking at it from the other side, not just a survivor, but someone who I would say looks like he is thriving, not in spite of his classical education, but I would say largely because of it. So, Michael, I really appreciate you giving us this time. Thank you for reaching out to us. I know Emily Farmer has been in touch with you about seeing maybe some ways that we can do things together as a school with you. But thank you for doing this.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Headmasters Podcast. This Saturday, we have our School of Logic theater performance. That is April 27th. Don't forget about our Spring Sing program on Tuesday, April 30th. May the 1st, we'll be having our Senior Chapel, and we're just coming right up on the end of the school year. So I'll just jump to the announcements of our last day of grammar school is May 15th. And our last day of upper school and graduation all takes place on May 17th. Go to the school's website, kingdomprep.org, and click on our calendar to see all of the announcements and all of the events. And we will catch you next time on the Headmasters Podcast.